Hey, welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast. This is your go-to destination for unlocking your full potential and embracing the extraordinary possibilities within you. This is a journey of self-discovery and empowerment as you explore the transformative power of stepping into greatness. Come into alignment with your God-given power and gifts, unleash your soul, and learn to co-create a life you love. As you become the writer of your own destiny, here you'll find that inspiration, the practical tips, and the sometimes abrasive nudge to take the leap of faith towards your dreams. You're in the right place, okay? Buckle up so we can unleash your inner badass. Happy hump day, hookers. So I got a little behind this week, and I know y'all noticed because my podcast has not been coming out at 5 a.m. Eastern. The first day was my fault because I actually put it up for 5 p.m. to come out instead of 5 a.m. So they still came out. We're having a great time. I hope you enjoyed that conversation with John yesterday. Like, he's awesome. Follow his podcast. Think we all could learn a little bit just from other people's experience, right? That's what we're here from. And speaking of experience, I spilled some tea in my life about Wednesday or Monday on Monday's podcast. And I feel like those feelings have kind of just come to a head, really, I felt that resistance. Like, there's a lot of people in your life that are not going to like you when you choose to protect your peace. That's it. When you choose to set boundaries, when you detach from your past, when you, you know, grow and move on from negative experiences, people are not going to like it. And I ask myself, like, that's my question tonight, right? Is just kind of asking myself, because I'm like, what do I really want to talk about? I really want to know, like, why do the unhappiest people cling to the past and they dwell on negative stories? It's like they start a story in their head and they run with it and they embellish it and they create it to be something that it's truly not. They don't even have all the pieces to a puzzle, but they seem to have it all figured out. You know what I'm saying? I got a goodbye text today, a text from someone that said, we are done. Someone in my life on a personal level said, we are done. And I opened the text a few times and I'm like, what do I want to say? You know, exactly. You guys, I'm going live on TikTok and I just said exactly out loud. I'm live on TikTok while I'm doing the podcast. And one of the people commented and said it's because it's comfortable for them. And that's exactly where I was going with that, because there is so much comfort in what's familiar, even if it's negative. So if you know someone that has just been toxic their whole life, it's like a fucking drug addiction. They're addicted to that. And it gives them a sense of predictability, right? When everything's uncertain, they're predictable because, you know, they're going to cause the drama and make sure there's drama, know who they're turning away from, all of that. And that's it. I opened this text tonight and I'm like, man, I wanted to say stuff, but what is the truth that I know about this person? Okay. Number one, they're not ready to grow up and have a tough conversation. And I know because I tried a couple weeks ago, I tried and I set some boundaries and I said some things and I made a request. You know, one of the requests was, listen, don't call me when you're drinking. You know, if you can't talk to me when you're sober, we don't need to be having a conversation, you know? And I thought about the reaction from that phone call and it was nothing positive. So there's nothing I can say to this person in any form of emotional maturity. There's no response. There is no point in responding, you know, not even an okay. It's just okay. Like, I feel like if they want to be done, that's kind of a weight lifted because it's so heavy all the time. You know, I'm talking to someone today and I'm talking about the situation. I'm like, you know, I tell people all the time, if you hang up on the phone from someone and you don't feel good afterwards every single time, that's saying something. Like, what is the point of having a conversation? You should talk to people that you know are going to fill your cup up or that you can pour into and not feel like your soul has been depleted. Okay. Someone that, you know, doesn't leave you empty. You want to fill your cup and be able to have these conversations that feel good. And, you know, I know that a lot of people think I'm a narcissist because I protect my peace and I will cut a bitch out so fast. Like, I don't care, because you know who needs me more than anyone else in the world right now are the 6 babies I have here and my growing family with, you know, who they choose in their life experience and, you know, working on my husband, working on myself. I don't have time for drama. and I don't have energy to be fake. So when someone is so toxic and they don't take responsibility for that, it's really heavy for everybody else, because all of a sudden you'll get a random phone call after a huge blow up and they just act like nothing. They act like nothing because they're just not ready, you know, and their past experiences, someone that is so negative and so just toxic. Okay. Their past experiences, it's become an integral, like, to their sense of identity. It's how they identify now. So if they let go of these stories, who would they be? And, you know, I'm saying the people in mine and my husband's lives right now, and it's on both sides of us. We're just like getting bombed. Like, you know, it's crazy, both sides of us. And it's okay. Like, it's okay for people to not choose us. Okay. I totally release them in all the love. I don't wish anything terrible on anybody. I release all of that. It's just sad. It's sad. But how daunting would it be if you had to retell a story that you've chosen to stay stuck in your misery? It's daunting. It's hard. It's probably just as hard for them to like get their shit together and make a change as it is for me to be fake. I do not have the energy anymore to fake it. My face doesn't fake it. My words don't fake it. My energy doesn't fake it. It is just what you see is what you get. Love us or hate us. And I release anybody who's ready for that. But I'm not going to play games to get to that point, you know? And a lot of these people that are miserable, they have a fear of change, because moving on requires you to face the unknown. And that's potential discomfort, right? Fear of change is going to keep people tethered to that toxic ass energy, to that toxic story, to the toxic habits, you know, and repeating stories of suffering, like they're always a victim, right? The most miserable people are always victims, and they repeat the stories of these suffering because they're looking for that sympathy and attention. You know, they keep getting this reinforcement that their belief that their pain is justified and recognized. So it's that statement of like, misery loves company. And if you ever look, like, you know, I can recognize it sometimes. If you look on Facebook, someone could put up a positive post like, I just started, you know, my first brick and mortar business solo, and not a lot of people say anything, but someone goes on there and posts something negative or their struggle, and like a bunch of people go crazy. It's that attention and that validation, you know, and they definitely, toxic ass people, okay, angry, miserable people don't have coping skills. They just didn't develop that effective coping mechanism, or like the people in my life, they have a drinking problem. And so that's their coping mechanism. And they're lost in the sauce. Okay. So they're not dealing with emotions and experiences. This is going to cause them to just ruminate on the past, on those stories, you know? And then this is what happens. And that's why I talked about this at Microdose Monday, because we get into that default mode network where it's a thought pattern. You just develop this habitual negative thought pattern, and that's going to continue to reinforce those feelings of like helplessness and being a victim. But there's nothing you could do for these people if they don't want it for themselves, because this is total introspection. This is absolutely having to take massive responsibility for your life. People don't want to do that. Miserable people don't want to do that, you know? And I have taught myself, I've worked through this process of like, my past is the past. I don't live there, you know, and I'm not going to hang out with you if you want to stay there. That's not going to happen for me. If you want to stay there, cool. I don't live there. I mean, how long are you going to carry the past with you? You know, we're talking about my kids tonight at dinner, literally talking about near-death experiences, okay, which are super dramatic. Hi, Tay, super dramatic. From their eyes. But there was an experience with one of my kids at a hotel swimming pool. She took her floaties off, and I had another baby. I had my baby, the youngest, in my arms, and I had my back to her. My oldest daughter caught it just in time, or that would have been a tragedy. And that still makes me squirm. I still am stuck there a little bit. Okay. So I still squirm a little bit of just like the idea of what if, right? That I would have been living every parent's worst nightmare in that moment. It was a split second. She caught her, got her out of the water, and she was okay. But like, I squirm from that still, but I don't beat myself up, right? I'm not like, I can't stay there. That's not what happened. Let's be where we are right now. You know, I've heard people say, what do they say? Pain is guaranteed. You're in the arena, right? We're going to get our ass kicked, but suffering is optional. Like, you don't get a gold star for suffering. You just don't. There is no point in continuing to punish yourself. And yeah, everybody goes through experiences that are painful, but it's a part of life. Suffering for years and years on end, that's on you. I don't care who hurt you or how long ago it was. If you hold on to that, that's you. That's you holding on to that. And they win. I mean, I know if I really wanted to hurt someone, which that's never been my intention. Okay. And I've been very intentional about people I've hurt. I've apologized because it breaks my heart that, you know, there was a part of my life I was not nice. I hurt people, you know, and I'm happy to say sorry, but I'm not going to stay there because I'm not that same person, right? But like, if I really was this toxic, evil person that wanted people to suffer, I'd be happy if I knew 10 years later you still were hung up on that. Like, I'd be like, yeah, I won. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't have thought about it for 10 years, but you're still every day letting that thing eat you alive. Like, you gotta let shit go. You have to do certain things to continue to feel bad about experiences that happened years ago. And that's part of that toxic cycle. It's a skill, and it's not a productive skill. Okay. A lot of people have mastered it, but you have to let go of the past if you want any sort of possibilities of hope in the future. The best way to allow a negative past experience to encroach on your present is to spend time thinking about it. Just go ham, think about it. Every time you talk to people from your past, make sure you bring it up, roll around in it over and over and over. You might try to convince yourself that playing it over and over in your mind is like educational or cathartic, or I don't know, but it's not. You have to learn what you can immediately after the negative experience and move on. Like, take the lesson, y'all. Take the lesson. Yeah, people hurt us, okay? People hurt us. If you guys have read Once Upon a Time, Bitches, I talk about my hurt, okay? Like, you literally can't hurt my feelings. My mom signed her rights off in front of my face when I was like a teen, okay? You can't hurt my feelings. That's some pain. And guess what? I haven't only forgiven her, I have thanked her. I would never be who I am today without that pain. Everybody that had tried to hurt me, I turned that into power. The more mental energy that you're giving the past, the more it's going to impact the rest of your life. And if you weren't having a great time 10 years ago, why would you want to be in the same place in 20 years? The math is not mathing, okay? Not mom math, not girl math, none of it maths. Like, it's not adding up to me that if you're so fucking miserable from an experience in your life, why do you want to wake up every day and keep it going? Why don't you create new memories instead? Because here we are. Here we are. And anybody, my hand is out to anybody in my past that wants to move forward and grow and, you know, find joy and peace and, you know, have fun, make dreams come true, get to know Jesus. Anybody who wants to do those things, I'm like, let's go. Let's go. Create new memories. That's how you get rid of the old bullshit stories. You create new ones. What do they say? The best way of getting over your ex is to get under someone new. That's the truth. Like, move on. Be active in your life. Find new hobbies. Find new people to connect with. Make your experiences so positive that new memories overpower the old past memories. And that's it. Maybe that's why I had so many kids, because I just wanted to keep burying the past with love, okay? Baby number one in my arms, I knew I was meant to be a mom. That was going to be my whole, that is my legacy. Okay. 6 babies later, I'm like, hell yeah. And so people bring stuff up in the past and I'm like, what? I've been so busy with 6 kids, girl. I don't know about all that. I let it go. I don't even remember half the stuff that people bring up to me. I don't care to. You have to make a conscious decision to let go of your past. And you proclaim this intention to yourself because this is about you. And whatever it is that you're doing right now, it's not working. You have to make a decision to do something about the challenges that you're facing. And be willing to have conversations that are with the people that are willing to have them. You guys, this year, okay, after I don't know how many toxic years of not talking to my mom I spent, okay, we didn't talk like at all. And it was very, very toxic and not cool. And a lot of things happened. We started talking again. Okay. We had the tough conversations. Yeah. I needed closure. I needed to be able to speak my piece and to talk about my hurt. I was validated. There was never an excuse made. She took total responsibility. Like, we have a growing and flourishing relationship because she was willing to have that tough conversation. So you are only one or two tough conversations away from mending something that is broken. And those tough conversations are not fun. Okay. But I knew in that moment that I had these feelings. I wanted to let them out, have them be heard. And I was willing to let them go. I wasn't bringing up anything to punish her or to hurt her or to make her feel any kind of way. I just said, Mom, this is my truth. We need to talk about this. I can't pretend that it's nothing. Can't pretend that it's nothing. And so we've had those conversations and I'm willing to have those with anyone. Like I said, not everybody's ready because there's some people that just want to be pissed off. And my husband and I are, you know, both on both sides of our family, his and mine, you know, there's people that just want to be pissed off. And I'm like, all we could do is keep waking up and loving our babies. Like, that's our job. It's been us against the world this whole time. Nothing's going to change that. Nothing changes that. We have been doing this solo for 14, I don't know. He's going to get mad because I don't ever know. I said like 15 years the other day. It's like, it hasn't been that long, but I feel like it's been like 30. Okay. It's just been a long fucking time and we're doing it. So why don't you just get outside of your head, get outside of your bullshit and make plans for your future, you know, have something exciting that's going to come. So you're not just constantly trying to look back to ruminate. That's it. A compelling future is the best medicine for a messy past. What would you like to see yourself doing in a year? Set those goals. That's it. Set some goals, set up a future for yourself and start doing it. If you want to write a book, write a book. If you want to do a podcast, do a podcast. If you want to get TikTok live, creator rewards, do that. Like, do the thing, start a business, elope, do something to get yourself out of the past, make plans and then spend time in the present. Mindfulness is everything. Okay. It's everything. And every psychological condition under the sun, this is that healing moment that you've been looking for. Okay. You're struggling with stuff in your mind. All you have to do is get present. Get into your own head with a positive note. Okay. You just need to be mindful. Don't get in your head and gnaw on a story from the past. That's it. It's mindfulness is simple, but it's not easy. So you want to pay attention to like your environment, your current activity, you know, start small, like take your dog for a walk and start paying attention to what you see. That way your thoughts aren't on your ex-husband or, you know, your toxic family or, you know, the broken dishwasher, or maybe you have a podcast you need to get up tomorrow. Get in the moment. Mindfulness takes practice, but I promise this is time well spent. So if you are being affected by someone who is completely toxic, I don't want you wasting time on this. You should not lose a single night's sleep because of how someone else is feeling or acting or behaving. You know, you have to protect your peace and staying mindful and being happy about what you're doing. And, you know, like I told my kid the other day, I'm like, you know, the truth does hurt sometimes. So maybe part of my pain is because there is some truth in what people are saying. And today I feel like now it's the opposite of what I'm seeing. What I'm witnessing as the truth is that the pain is in actually releasing people that are not good for your life. There is some mourning. There's a mourning process. but you have to protect your own thoughts so that you're not getting caught into the tornado they've chosen. You know, they've chosen this hamster wheel of fucking doomsday bullshit victim mentality. Do not let yourself get caught up in that. We don't need that attention from other people. We don't need, you know, people to feel sorry for us or to be validated by anyone. We don't need permission to move on either. You have to practice being mindful and take massive responsibility. This means that we're not blaming other people. Blame is convenient. It is so convenient to blame people. Because that way you can let yourself off the hook for any responsibility that you have in this. So where you are, as long as you're blaming other people, like you're not moving up in your job because your boss sucks. You're not growing in your relationships because your attitude sucks, because you're picking bad people, whatever that is. The animosity you feel towards other people regarding your past is always going to keep it fresh in your mind. So you've got to forgive people that are involved. And I know there's a lot of people torn about this narrative of forgiving people that aren't sorry. Sorry, I know words. I know there's a lot with that narrative because people are like, you should not just forgive everybody. I kind of think you should. I think you should. And a lot of that stems from my relationship with Christ is just like, we got a clean slate, man. So what if instead of holding on and harboring all these terrible, ugly, evil things, bad things that happen to us, what if we forgive the people that aren't sorry? And forgiving is different than forgetting, okay? Forgiving means you can let go of your negative feelings and then you move further from the past while pushing the past deeper into the past. We let that go. We feel those emotions that we needed to feel. We heal that part of us that's been broken. We give ourselves that grace and we just forgive. Especially if you're willing to look at the message from the mess. How can you grow from this? There's a lesson in everything. There's a lesson in how people treat you. There's a lesson in way people act. Even if, like for me, growing up with a mom that wasn't there, my lesson, I am the greatest mom because she wasn't. I love that. What kind of mom would I be if I had a great mom? I don't think I would be as great. I probably would have taken it for granted, to be honest. I'm glad that she was not there for me. I'm glad she signed her rights off. I'm glad for all that. I'm not going to blame her because then I'd have to give her credit. Anybody you're blaming, when you do something good, you have to give them credit too. That's it. Blaming is just convenience. It's lacking off responsibility. And all you're doing is compounding all that toxic feeling and all that toxic energy. And you're probably sick. Your body's going to be physically fucking sick. Or you're going to be an addict. And you're going to cover it up every day. Seek out peace. That's it. Peace in your body. Breathe in through your nose, out through your mouth, slow and deep. I mentally do this thing every day, especially like this week where the past is just right here and these people are just angry. I'm like breathing in and breathing out everything that doesn't feel good to me. Just letting people go. And you do this until that negative feeling just kind of flows out of your body. I'm not avoiding it. I'm not burying it. I'm not masking it. I'm like, oh, this really sucks. Let's let it go. You know, there is hurt here. There's frustration. I can't speak my piece. I want to get petty. And, you know, the text I got today that said we're done, I want to send a thumbs up. I want to do something petty and immature, right? Is it going to make me feel better? No. Is it going to make me look stupid? Yes. Because why are you going to argue with a clown? Like, where does that get you? You argue with someone who is just pissed off and, girl, we're in our 40s. Why are we still acting like this? Okay. The math doesn't math on that either. We have to move on. Are you suffering because of the past? Ask yourself why. Why would you treat yourself this way? Shit doesn't work out. You're in the arena. We're all uncomfortable. We're all getting our ass kicked. Everybody has something. Something. But it doesn't mean they get the influence and the power over the rest of your life and you're not getting that gold star for suffering. The only guarantee is that we're going to die. And I promise, no matter which way you go, you're not going to get a high five for your suffering. Like, hey, dude, I'm so glad you suffered for so long. Hell yeah. That's not why we chose this life, babe. We came here for that human experience, the emotion, all of it. Would you ever really know what great love, great joy, and great peace were without the pain that you've gone through? I wouldn't. So forgive those fuckers that are just going to wallow in their misery. Forgive them and release them and let it go. And if someday they come back in your space and they want to have this like amazing adult conversation, then fuck yeah, let's talk it out, babe. Let's talk it out. And if we're going to move forward, let's go together. And if you don't want that, that's okay too. Forgive yourself. There's so much excitement in every single day. Every single day there, I wake up and I'm like, what is going to happen? What is going to happen today? Because everything does. And like, there's always something that works out in my favor. There's always a message of love from God, literally highlighted. Girl, I love you. I got you. You were worried about this, weren't you? But I got you. Take a deep breath. That's it. We're not meant to suffer through this experience. You're meant to have that joy and that peace. And listen, bitch, dream big. Life is too short to play small. Embrace who God called you to be. Own your shit and be brave as you step into your full potential as a co-creator. Until next time, love yourself in the moment, okay? Fantastic, even in your flaws. This is Brandon Lynette here reminding you of your potential with a side of chaos. You are in the arena. Keep swinging. Love you.